Many citizens of Israel come from Russia. They fled as the Soviet Union was collapsing in the early 1990s. That's one of many places that Russians went. And now Russia is trying to lure some of its former citizens back. By order of President Vladimir Putin, Moscow is planning to spend $100 million over the next 5 years to help Russians come home from anywhere they've gone. Some of the more than 2 million people who moved to Germany from Russia say it's tempting. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
37-year-old Leonid started thinking about going home to Russia pretty soon after he came to Germany 10 years ago. Permission to immigrate here was relatively simple because his wife had descended from Germans who settled in Russia 300 years ago. But for him, it wasn't easy to actually live here.
It's really hard. You come here, you don't know anyone, no relatives, no friends. We had to start from zero, learn everything all over again. In just a couple of years, we began to wonder if we'd done the right thing leaving Russia.
Leonid won't give his last name because he's not comfortable airing his opinions publicly. Educated in Russia as a lawyer, he works as a driver here. His feelings of dissatisfaction are not unusual among immigrants anywhere, but he's thinking more seriously about leaving now that President Putin might pay his way. Yevgeny Orempel, another immigrant from Russia, is the repatriation program's volunteer representative in Germany. She just got back from a meeting in Moscow where officials from various regions showed pretty slides of their towns and outlined ways they plan to assist returnees. She says Russia is willing to pay relocation costs, including up to a couple $1,000s in cash per person to get started. The hope is this will counter the loss of talent that happened during Russia's chaotic changes.
The program was started because the demographic situation in Russia is not the best right now. There was the brain drain to the West. They lost a lot of people during Perestroika and then again when the former Soviet republics broke away from Russia. So outside Russia, there are a lot of people who think in Russian, who speak in Russian, and now they're trying to attract those people back to Russia.
The program has had a slow, and Rempel says disorganized, start. Only a few dozen people have repatriated from Germany since it was announced a year ago. But it's been much discussed in the Russian language press in Germany, and Rempel says she's gotten 8,000 inquiries. She says the embassy handles applications. People are judged on their education and skills.
They won't take everyone. They're choosing based on Russia's needs.
The vast majority of Russians in Germany have an ethnic German background. Germany made citizenship easy for them and spent a lot of money getting them settled. Christoph Bergner, Germany's State Secretary for National Minorities, does not expect a significant number to go back.
If you consider that since 1990, 2.3 million Russian Germans came here and became German citizens, integration problems have been proportionally very low. The people who came here knew they were coming to their historic homeland, even if they didn't speak the language.
Even those who've learned German well still croon karaoke songs in Russian. The 20-somethings at this youth club in Berlin joke they only understood the German words for hello and hands up when they arrived as kids. Despite integration difficulties, club-goer Alex Yeltso says the discrimination ethnic Germans faced in Russia was worse, starting with Stalin's order to deport ethnic Germans to the Far East during World War II. He doubts Putin's program will tempt anyone beyond the most homesick.
I think for the most other, it's not a real way for their future. The most of them know why we have been going away from Russia, and I don't think the most want to go back.
But another immigrant, 10 years older, who says he also faced discrimination in Russia, says returning might be the lesser of two evils for him now. Jewish academic Konstantin Vronsky has not found meaningful work in Germany. He's wondering about life in Moscow, although he's wary.
The anti-Western sentiment is very strong in Russia. It's no good. The corruption is rampant in Russia. Life expectancy is very low. So Russia has very serious problems, but probably it's better to live 60 or 65 years enjoying life than live 80 or 90 doing some odd jobs.
He's going to Moscow for the holidays to check it out. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.